Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome to Declare Your Independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here
with a fan of sound effects.
Yes.
When people are like, you know, that's just their signature.
Boom.
Not that one.
No. Angie always says, boom.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Yeah, it's your own sound effect.
What is so that, just, onomatopoeia or whatever?
Onomatopoeia.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just discovered, like, if you just go to one of the, you know, the video sites.
Wait,
can we say what the video site is? It's a very popular video site. Yeah, yeah. So you just type Trump and Bing. And it just
which is horrible because I hate the search engine known as Bing.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want to really give them any press. But like that's the word that Trump likes to say.
Yeah.
And it is pretty funny. It reminds me of when you were playing it earlier, it reminded me of what's the movie with Jeff Bridges and the bowling alley and he's the dude.
Oh, the dude.
What's the name of that movie?
I thought it was the dude.
No, the dude is in the movie.
Yeah.
It's the name of the movie.
I don't know.
Hang on, magic rectangle.
Hold on.
I can't believe I'm drawing a blank on this. It's like one of the most popular movies of all time. But at any rate, so there's a lot of cussing in that movie. Particularly the word FCC. Except that's not the word that I mean. I mean one that rhymes with fire truck.
Right.
I just have to use FCC as a substitute for the word that I mean.
The Big Lebowski.
Big Lebowski, thank you. So in the Big Lebowski, there's lots of gratuitous cussing, and someone many, many years ago, you can still find it online, made the effing short version. And what they did is they took the whole movie and edited out everything except for when they say the word
FCC.
Yeah. Right? So it's FCC this, FCC that, FCC you, FCC me, FCC them.
Right.
All the different phrasings. Sometimes a few words leading up or after, you know, the word FCC. That's what your video reminded me of. It's the Bing version.
Yeah. Bing. Yeah.
Trump, the Bing version.
Yeah. But also, like, Scarface, I mean, you know, years ago used to be a Scarface drinking game.
Scarface from Half Baked?
Scarface with Al Pacino.
Come on.
You know.
Come on.
Yeah,
so, you know, every time you... Every time
Half Baked than I am Al Pacino.
Anyway, any time he hit the, you know, said FCC, he had to take a shot.
Take a booze?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So good luck if you can make it through the first 5 minutes.
Right.
Just see the entire movie.
I'm just putting a note in our show notes.
What's the star date?
That says, what the FCC is going on. If you haven't picked up on it, Nikki, I'm obviously now substituting the F-bomb for FCC.
Yeah, I like it.
So there's a bunch of other FCCers out there who might disagree with my technique. However, I am restricted.
Yeah.
They can go FCC themselves because I am restricted by a government agency of violence who will take this show off the air. Specifically me, if I get in trouble for it, right? So
FCC
I
don't,
them. Fine.
I don't want to lose my job. So yeah. So until that changes, those mother FCCers can go FCC themselves.
Nice.
See, I would have to be careful doing that.
Do not try this at home. Also, callers, don't try this on the radio unless you are a linguistic professional.
Because we will FCC you.
Yep.
Actually, no, that sounds kind of weird.
No,
but we'll flush you. We'll dump you.
We'll dump you, yeah. All right, so let's see. Captain's log, stardate 11262023. It is Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
And I am your host, the authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will. The telephone number, because we are a live call-in radio program for the next 3 hours, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We're going to kick things off with a little, I don't know what they're, like, I don't want this to be, like, bragging, because it isn't, right? But it is interesting.
Maybe it is.
For sure. So last night we talked about how New Hampshire was the second happiest state.
New Hampshire's a lot of things.
Right?
We're on the top of many lists.
Yeah, yes. And oddly, North Dakota was number one. I'm not sure how they did that means and how that grades out.
You know what? I actually know a couple of people from North Dakota.
Yeah.
And they do seem to be really happy.
They're pretty distant.
But people like it there.
Yeah. North Dakota is also one of the top 12 states.
It is one of the top 12 states. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And New Hampshire is one of the top 12 states.
Yeah, for sure.
And Alaska, that island.
The island, yeah, the island of Alaska.
Yeah, that's one of the top.
No, it's not the islands off the coast of
Alaska. The illusions.
Did you know that Alaska is an archipelago?
No. I thought it was
It's
an
like
island.
Japan or Hawaii.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. You know
Just
what?
In case they didn't teach you that in public school
or
college or whatever.
I feel like the end of a South Park episode. You know, I learned something today.
And it's actually completely wrong and incorrect.
Well, it's also not an island.
Well, that's the point. Right?
Yeah. And neither is Rhode Island.
Neither is Rhode Island. And this is why Americans are, dumb Americans.
It's not just an island with one road, either.
No.
Yeah. And they misspell road.
They do. Rhodey.
Everything about...
Rhodey.
Rhodey. It'd be fun if they pronounced it that way.
Or Rhodey Island.
What other states would be weird if they
Rhodey
pronounced it the way they were
A lot of
spelled.
Them.
Yeah, yeah. So, we know recently, I think it was the Cato Institute released their, or was it Fraser? I don't remember. One of the institutes released their thing saying that New Hampshire is number one in economic freedom again.
Yes.
Number
for
one.
the umpteenth year in a row, whatever. You
oh,
know?
Yeah.
So, those of you who are not familiar with something called... FSP.org, or the Free State Project. That is sort of the heading organization, if you will, of something I refer to as the Greater New Hampshire Freedom Migration.
It's like the North Star of migration.
It's a shining beacon
in
a sea of FCC and crap, right? And so, like, if you want to kind of get an idea of what that's all about, go visit FSP.org. Find out about the Free State Project. What it is, in a nutshell, is the desire to get as many freedom-oriented, i.e. voluntarist, anarchist, libertarian types who hate the state, know that the government is evil, and want to make a change, want to help us build a place where we can hopefully secede from the United States of America. That's kind of the big thing on the agenda now.
Right. We've got $40 trillion cap.
Yeah, there's a proposal now where if the U.S. federal debt exceeds, I think it's 44.
I thought it was 40 trillion. 40, 44.
Whatever,
that's a rounding error.
So in like a couple of days.
Somewhere, at the rate that they're burning and acquiring debt. Like next week or something, you know, late January, I don't know. We might be bordering on it right now. Last time I looked, it was like 34 trillion, and that was a week ago, so I don't know what it is now. But they're burning. They are creating money out of thin air at a pace that has never before been seen. So there's legislation proposed that if the federal debt does reach, you know, over $40 trillion, that an immediate inquiry begins. A committee is formed in true government fashion to study the, you know, what it takes for us to actually declare independence. So it's going to be fun times. If you are independent-minded, you want to help build the example, you want to be the change in the world, consider moving to New Hampshire because there's a lot of good things going on. You don't have to. Like, I didn't sign anything. I just moved here, Right. I knew about the Free State Project. I knew about the Free State Project. I like what they're doing. You know, there's a whole bunch of other people here that you know, came here for the same reasons, but they also didn't sign. Not necessarily because they didn't want to. Like, for me, it was a conscious decision not to sign. But some people are just like, oh, I got to go to New Hampshire. That sounds like it's awesome. Right?
Yeah. So I actually didn't even really know about
all that,
the Free State Project, when I, like, was moving here. I didn't even know what, like, a libertarian was. I thought libertarians were just, like, Republicans that liked guns a little bit more.
Steve, look at Nikki.
She's all grown up.
She picks a tear in my eye.
I was for sure an anarchist. I knew that much. I knew that I didn't like the state, I didn't know. I didn't read all these fancy books, and then I moved here, and I was like, I like books. Yeah. So I read some fancy books, and I'm like, well, I guess I know the like underlying philosophy of what I've known since I was a child, right?
And that's a good point. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, politics is so involved, and, like, those people are, you know, way smarter than me, and they understand things, and, like,
no,
the political
really
climate
not.
Is so intricate, and, like,
it's
they
really
pretend.
Not.
Like, they want you to believe, these politicians, they want you to believe that it's so complex that you can't possibly understand it, that they are smart. No.
Yeah.
It's not, and it's so full of FCC and crap that it's unbelievable. And so it doesn't take, you don't need to be politically involved or politically intelligent, or you don't need to read, you know, political headlines in the news or anything to understand that individuals should do things on a voluntary basis. You should all things with consent at all times. That's the fundamental philosophy of anarchism. That's the fundamental philosophy of voluntarism. The fundamental philosophy of libertarianism is all things with consent. And government as an institution violates that just by their very existence, and then they continue to violate it even more with all of their subdivision departments and all that crap.
Yeah, and I mean, that's basically what the state is, protecting.
Yeah.
And like, you know, like the, I always think of the medical industrial complex, right, because that's kind of like my thing that I'm interested in.
Right.
And I just hear all of these horrible, horrible stories of people in hospitals and just being like assaulted by doctors. You know, their consent is stripped away, but it's all right because it was a nurse that did it to them or a doctor that did it to them. And it's like, well, you know, it was, you know, for your best and, you know, whatever. Like, the state is protecting those people and also casting the illusion on a lot of us that it's okay.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and it extends, you know, beyond doctors. I mean, school teachers, and I mean, in some places, like, school teachers are still hitting children, and it's, like, legal and okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
My cousin's in South Carolina. This was a while ago, because my cousin is, you know, out of school now. But when he was younger, they sent home, and this is public school, too. Like, he's not in a Catholic school or anything. Like, this is public school, South Carolina. They sent home, like, a form for my aunt to fill out, and it was like, can we physically discipline your child, yes or no?
Oh, wow.
And my aunt was like, no?
I'll do that at home.
Wow.
Yeah, right. We don't like to outsource our abuse.
We only hit them here.
But, yeah, she was like, what? I can't even believe they're asking me this.
This is how antique, archaic, barbaric, wrong the organization known as the state is. Like, have you ever heard of anybody going on going on a mission of any kind within the political system to remove laws?
I mean, maybe in New Hampshire, but no, not really. So basically what you do is create another law to counteract law. Like, that's that's kind of the only mechanism
law
they have.
Remains. There is no built-in mechanism. There is no audit. There is no anything. You always hear about these things if you watch, like, your local news. You always see their fun piece. It's like, oh, did you know this ridiculous law that, like, if your cherry tart is more than 4 inches in diameter, that it's illegal or whatever?
Sell a pickle that doesn't
bounce in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Can't wear a purple shirt on Wednesdays.
Right. You hear all this stuff, and it's because of that. It's because these laws are so old, so ancient, and, you know, useless, but no one ever thinks to, oh, we should get rid of the bad ones.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be like a funny, silly thing. Like, I remember,
as if there's any good ones.
Yeah,
right?
but like, I remember learning about those sort of things in school, and it's like, oh, haha, this is so funny and silly, because, you know, the law enforcement would never enforce these things, right? But, like, technically, I mean, it might not hold up in court. The judge might go against them if you get, like, arrested for wearing a purple shirt on Wednesdays, right? or if your stripes are going left versus right.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But technically speaking, they could, you know, prosecute you for these things. You know what I mean?
Untouched.
Like, it's actually really stupid and negligent and dangerous to keep all of these laws in the books. And why don't we have a mechanism, like, as a country? Not like I really believe in the legitimacy of any of this, but... why don't we have a mechanism to remove some of these things that are irrelevant or unjust?
The reason is because the system isn't designed to protect you, the people.
No, it isn't
for the people. It isn't of the people or by the people. It doesn't exist for the reasons you've been taught to believe. It exists to only grow and take more for itself. It is a giant leech on the side of the face of society that everybody just ignores. You ever seen, like, one of these people that's got, like, a big thing on the side of their face?
Yeah, and you're not supposed to look at it?
You're not supposed to look at it.
Don't make eye contact with the
tattoo?
Boil?
Yeah.
Those two sometimes have tattoos
on their face, like you look at them.
No, like,
what are you looking at?
Like a
tattoo.
I'm trying to read whatever this
like
scratch
big,
on the side
like
of your face.
Like a big hairy mole or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, that's
it's
state.
Rude to stare,
that's
you know what I mean?
That's the state, right? And everybody sort of ignores it, and when you talk about it, they're like, oh, no, I don't know what you're talking about. They don't have
that. People worship it.
They do.
You know what I mean? Like, some people are like, I'm a patriot.
Cover me harder.
Before we get too far down that rabbit hole, I want to circle back to the New Hampshire bit.
Oh, yeah.
Because we started off talking about yesterday, we talked about New Hampshire being the second happiest state. Mm-hmm. We already know both the Cato Institute and Fraser Institute have repeatedly anointed New Hampshire the most free state in economic terms and in personal liberties.
Yeah, I mean, we've been the top state for at least 250
years. And if we're not number one, we're number two, depending on the year or when they run the study or whatever. So that's pretty. But I've never seen this one until you posted it.
Yeah.
New Hampshire, this is from Boston 25 News.
Yeah.
New Hampshire ranked smartest state in the nation.
Wicked smart.
That's what they
said. It doesn't say that in the title, but man, it should have.
News 25
it
Boston.
I know. That was a missed opportunity. At Boston, too. They should know better.
Well, in Boston, they're not wicked smart.
Yeah.
You got to come up to New Hampshire before you're wicked smart.
Yeah.
So,
I wonder if they included Boston's trash can part of New Hampshire in that study. I don't know.
That Worcester sauce was wicked.
Worcestershire?
The worst Chestershire?
Has anyone ever bought a second bottle of Worcestershire sauce?
Yeah, I did once because I think I lost the first
one. My theory is that there's only one Christmas fruitcake in the world. It just keeps getting rejected.
I have to tell a story. Why'd you do this? So every year, my family does a Yankee swap, which is...
What's a Yankee swap?
So it's like sometimes they call it a white... They call it a white elephant swap sometimes. So basically what you do is...
Okay,
but some people might not be. So you all bring a present, like, gift under $10 or under $15, whatever.
Yep.
And then you draw numbers, and then you pick
a gift.
Secret Santa style, kind of, similar. So in my family, we do this every year on Christmas Eve. Because I have a big family, and you're not buying stuff for everybody.
Right. Yep.
Anyways... there was a fruitcake that was in the Yankee swap one year. And we're all like, who brought the fruitcake? Who brought the fruitcake?
Oh, wait,
right?
You could see the presents before you...
No, they're wrapped.
Oh.
But you get it, and then they're like, who brought the fruitcake?
Yeah.
So then for maybe at like 10 years, the running joke was if you got the fruitcake, you'd put it in your freezer all year long,
and
you'd bring it back.
Oh,
so
nice.
For like 10 years at least, maybe longer...
Yeah.
The fruitcake was always at the Yankee
swap. So my theory isn't necessarily untrue.
No, so it was, in my family at least, it was true. And then somebody finally was like,
that's hilarious.
I'm throwing this away. I hope they didn't. But somebody eventually threw it away because they were like, I'm not keeping this
donated
for
it to
a year.
Science.
Well, first of all, the style of fruitcake I'm thinking of is disgusting.
It was. It looked disgusting.
It's horrible and disgusting. And
yeah, it's just not
like,
good.
You don't have to refrigerate it. You can leave it in your attic for like 10 years and like open it up and it still tastes exactly the same.
I mean, do people actually eat fruitcake?
I'm convinced fruitcake is a survival food. You want to keep a couple of those like in your basement or in your bug out place or whatever.
Buried in the backyard.
You know, just as a treat. So when you get tired of eating, powdered whatever.
When Christmas comes around.
Unearth
the fruitcake.
Speaking of Christmas foods and holiday foods that I don't like, Jell-O with shredded carrots.
What?
Ew.
Yeah, it's the worst. I don't.
Is that a Midwest thing?
I don't know, but it's horrible. Don't ever do it. If you're doing it, stop. Nobody wants
I've
that.
I've never heard of that.
No one wants that. No
we
one
don't
wants,
do that in New Hampshire.
No one. You just take carrots from the old cheese shredder, right? And you put them
carrots?
In a big thing of Jello, and you let it set. And
I don't think anyone does that.
Now you have carrot filled Jello.
I don't believe you.
No, it's.
Do you have to use orange Jello?
The popular flavors are either orange or green.
Oh.
Not that those are colors, I guess. Not
I thought
flavors,
sometimes
but.
You put fruit in the Jello, right? The like we put it in like a Bundt pan, and then it's like oh Jello, whatever.
Yeah, I guess.
Carrots, though.
But yeah, yeah.
Carrots.
Right. We'll trick those kids into eating something healthy.
No, that know? Has to be Midwest
cabbage.
I don't believe that.
I don't know, but like, I've seen it. You should believe it. It has happened, and it will happen again.
I've also seen the hot dogs in there.
Oh God, that's disgusting.
Hot dog jello. Yeah,
that's what a captain brought for Thanksgiving.
That's not true. I sent a photo around. It's basically a gelatinous mold that has like hot dogs and green peppers and pickles, and it's just the most disgusting looking thing.
Yeah.
That was going to be what I brought to anybody who invited me to their holiday thing. Okay, I'm bringing this.
They're like, oh, weird. Our thing actually got canceled.
Yeah, we're gonna have to go out of town, and so sorry to uninvite
you. Yeah.
Well, I found it. Grandma's Sunshine Salad Recipe.
Sunshine Salad.
Go on.
See, and this is why I know it's a Midwest thing, because people from the Midwest call everything a salad. They, like, put stuff in. They do. They put stuff in Cool Whip, and they're like, this is my blah, blah, blah salad.
Look, what's this? A half pound of ground beef on top of one piece of lettuce? It's a salad.
Yeah, or, like, sweet stuff. Yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
So the Retro Sunshine Jello Salad Recipe with lemon jello, grated carrots, and crushed pineapple. Will be the sleeper hit at your next potluck.
Sleeper hit. Yeah, will it?
Only if you put like some melatonin in it. Some NyQuil. Something, man.
That's the sleeper.
Some sleeping pills ground up. I don't know.
Man.
It came out of the 60s. It used to be made with oatmeal raisin cookies and lemon meringue pie.
Okay. Ugh. I guess the lemon meringue pie is okay.
Cucumbers, horseradish, carrots.
Jello?
I prefer my oatmeal cookies with chocolate chips, not raisins.
Yeah, me too.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
Good idea, Steve.
Yes. Tell us about the smartest state. They don't use carrots. We're talking
about something completely dumb.
Yeah. Right? How did we get
it? Was it from New Hampshire?
Yeah, we're so smart. We said talking about a dumb thing.
We must be, immigrants. All of us.
A New England state has been ranked the smartest state in the nation, according to a new study. Research by free online education platform Guru99. Never heard of that before. Analyzed six different metrics: average IQ, graduation rates, percentage of the population with low literacy rates, average SAT scores, percentage of the states that don't have a high school diploma or GED, and GDP per capita. We'll tell you who they ranked number one coming up. It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The chair of the House Committee on Intelligence says American hostages should have been among the first to be released by Hamas.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Republican Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio said the White House needed to make that a condition of the deal that has resulted in a temporary ceasefire. Bad weather could hamper post-Thanksgiving travel.
Snow in the Midwest could cause travel troubles for folks returning from the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. So far, more than 200 flights delayed, more than 20 canceled across the country. Those numbers expected to rise as the weekend rolls on. Utah, for example, could see more than a foot of snow.
Pope Francis delivered his Sunday prayer and message from the chapel of his Vatican residence instead of from the balcony, so he didn't have to venture outside in the cold while suffering from the flu. Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
A garbage disposal.
Flemmy garbage disposal. I like the word phlegm because it's spelled like, I don't know, P-H.
Yeah. I think there's a G. Yeah,
M or something. Yeah.
I always think of Ahmed the undead terrorist from Jeff Dunham, where it's like, how do you spell your name? A-H phlegm.
It is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
And I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. We've been talking, or starting to talk about this article from, what was it, Boston, something or another? Boston,
25.
Boston 25.
Yeah,
whatever. Oops, I just bumped your camera.
That's good news. Normally all they report on is like all the shootings in the outer city limits.
Oh, I see.
It's cool that they're reporting on something else.
That's way outside the
city. They're like, I wonder why we're not the smartest.
The headline reads, New Hampshire ranked smartest state in the nation. Study finds. A New England state has been ranked. They could just say New Hampshire. They already blew the... You know,
punchline.
The surprise by putting it in the headline. Online platform Guru99 basically did a thing, and it says, hey, New Hampshire is smart, or the smartest. When looking at the metrics, states were given a total score out of 60. New Hampshire scored 56.82.
Wow. Cool.
Almost 57. New Hampshire is the, this is a quote now from the article, New Hampshire is the smartest state in America. Data shows that on average, the state has the highest IQs across the country with 103.2 as the average. The platform said, the state also has the smallest percent of the population with low literacy skills, with only 11.5% falling in that category. New Hampshire also has one of the highest GDP per capita with $74,633.
What's highest GDP per capita?
What is the
gross domestic product? Right, that's what GDP is, but what GDP is per capita? That's per person, right?
Per person.
All right, so the average person in New Hampshire produces
the median income is
$74,000, a little more than $74,000.
And you know why? Because there's no income tax or sales tax.
Right.
You get to keep more of your money.
Right.
I wonder, does that get
it incentivizes
counted?
Production.
Yes.
So that's included?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here are the top 10 smartest states in the nation. We'll go from the bottom up. Number 10, Utah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Number 9, this one's near and dear to my heart, Wisconsin.
Yay. Oh.
Even though they're also the drunkest state,
They're
also the number 9th smartest state.
You can be drunk and smart.
Cheeseheads.
They're industrious about their drinking.
Yeah.
Number 8, South Dakota.
Hmm.
Yes. With the, they've got, the Mount Crushmore.
Oh, yeah.
And they also have the, when I lived there a couple of decades ago, I only lived there for a short period of time, but they were building the Crazy Horse Monument. Right?
Oh,
so it
yeah.
hadn't even been started. And cool. They were like, see this big, large rock? Well, it's going to look like this. They'd have like an artist rendering or whatever because AI didn't exist.
Yeah. Plaster of Paris version.
Right, yeah. Number 7, Maine. So our neighbors to the east of us here in New Hampshire. North Dakota. So, you know, the one on top of South Dakota.
Top 12 state.
Yep. Montana.
Also a top 12 state, I think, yes.
Our neighbor to the west, Vermont, at number 4.
Also a top 12 state.
A neighbor to the Dakotas, Wyoming, coming in at number 3. And number 2, Minnesota.
Hmm.
Minnesota. And number 1. Number 2, Minnesota.
You don't want to be number 2.
And New Hampshire, number 1, 56.82.
Cool.
America is home to many of the greatest educational institutions across the globe. No, it isn't. As one of the world's largest economies and powerhouses in industry and innovation, I don't think it's that either, it's pivotal that every generation continues to learn, to develop, to progress the foundations that have already been built in the country, said Krishna Rungta, founder and CEO of Guru 99. So.
No.
It says this is a developing story.
Developing, yeah.
Like, really?
We're going to get smarter. Hold on. Next year.
We're gonna ask some guys in New Hampshire to rewrite this for us.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Hey, be smart. Move to New Hampshire. Be part of the smart
people. Yeah, you could instantly be smarter just by relocating to New Hampshire.
I mean, that.
Yeah.
According to the study.
Yeah. No income tax, no sales tax.
All right, let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. I believe this is Tim in full. Hey, Tim. Tim?
Got bottom up.
Did I? Yeah. No?
Where is he?
Tim, are you there? Timmy!
Yeah, when you said that the I had you on mute because I got a lot of phlegm in my throat and I forgot that I had you on mute and I got self-conscious listening to you talk about phlegm. I thought the smartest state in the nation meant that you got the most devices, but apparently not.
The most what?
Devices?
Devices? Like magic rectangles? Or what do you mean by devices?
Yeah, at first when you were talking about that article until I heard you get into it, I thought, oh, this is going to mean that they got the most devices.
Oh, like smart devices? TV. Smart TV, smart home.
Oh, I thought it was like a two-way device.
Yeah, I got a smart toilet. I don't have one.
Boy. Hey, I can confirm the thing about the Jell-O with carrots. There used to be a chain, a restaurant, a buffet called Morrison's.
Okay.
And I always remember the very first thing you saw was their Jell-O selection, which you might have like a green Jell-O with some a kiwi in it. And, yeah, you have the Jell-O with the carrots in it. So I can definitely – that is a true story.
Yeah, I just remember like – somebody putting it on my plate at, you know, when I'm a kid, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old,
that's
something
mean.
Like that. Somebody put it on my plate at, like, Thanksgiving or whatever, you know.
And you never trusted that family member ever
you
again?
You couldn't, like, at that age, you don't dish your own plate, right? You know, they dish a plate for you or whatever. And so, you know, they put something on my plate because I like Jell-O.
Right,
you know, and I didn't realize that those were carrots. I was like, oh, that's some weird pattern. It probably is a sweet thing that, like, tastes yummy.
Yeah, you think, right?
And no, much to my demise. Trick. And then, like, I couldn't have seconds until I ate the Jell-O.
Oh,
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, carrot cake is, you know,
completely
different. They disguise the carrots in there.
Yeah, but you're not, like with Jell-O, you're expecting sweet and yummy, not,
you know,
sort of bready and, you know.
But you know what it is with the carrot cake is they use it to, like, moisten. It's like same with, like, zucchini bread. You know, it
doesn't taste like zucchini.
Yeah, like, its main factor is to moisten the bread or the cake. And then you dump a bunch of sugar in there to kind of, you know, to cover up the fact that you're eating carrots in your cake.
That's Jell-O.
Tim?
Well, my grandma made a great carrot cake, and I have to say it adds to the texture. But actually, one other thing I wanted to bring up real quick, and then I'll get off the line here. And how do I tie these two things together? The Hannibal Doctrine in Israel, which I brought up before, which is basically the doctrine that if a hostage is taken, you kill the hostage taker and you kill the hostage. In other words, it's their extreme version of we don't negotiate with terrorists.
Wow.
But I was thinking about the Internet and how the creation of the Internet was kind of the spy on the citizenry, but it ended up having like a double-edged sword, and now the citizenry knows kind of more what's going on.
Thank you, Edward Snowden.
And they have to back off. So then, like, you always see these examples in the past few years where the state will, like, crack down on an uprising, but then they'll back off and they'll, like, they'll roll back the draconian things they did.
Yeah, I don't know how to tie those two things together either, but good points either way. And thanks for the call, Tim. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, no, the only reason I bring it up as far as why I'm tying it in is because after the last time they had to do one of these hostage exchanges, from what I understand, the state of Israel was very embarrassed, and that's when they created the Hannibal Doctrine, so that the next time it happened, they would just kill.
They're like, just kill them. It's fine.
Yeah, but now they've actually have done an exchange, and they are releasing Palestinian prisoners. Now, afterwards, what happens? I think they're just going to kill everybody. But apparently,
it's what governments like to do.
You know, I think there's enough blowback from people, you know, just by the existence of the Internet, that technology is finally allowing people to. Governments can't get away with things for as long as they used to be able to get away with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Like, information spreads faster now than it ever has. So if there is any sort of, like, social objection by not even a majority, but, like, a large quantity of people, it used to be that the Internet only affected things like, you know, when Firefly, the TV show, got canceled and all the fans were up in an uproar and they, you know, they organized online to protest whatever studio was producing it. And so they got their way, and instead of them, you know, making another series, you know, season two or whatever, they made a motion picture to sort of wrap it up with all the original characters. So the fans sort of made a difference that way. But now, you're right, Tim, I think technology, at least the spread of information, is so fast now that when a government does something shady, as soon as it's uncovered or unearthed, that information spreads way faster now than it did, and so that shortens the lifespan of the PSYOP, if you will.
Right. And then they have to,
And with the advent of AI, and I'm going to drop off the call, but with the advent of AI, now that time is even shortening more because the AI can figure out all the BS in it, and the AI that the government's using, they're going to say, hey, everybody's catching on, you got to back off now.
Tim, thanks for the call, man. Have a great one. Yeah, I hadn't thought about AI like being used as a method to thwart government chicanery. Like, that makes a lot of sense because, like, government can't control AI any more than you or I can, right? So that seems to be a level playing field. And if these AIs are programmed with things like, oh, I don't know, logic, for example.
Yeah.
Right? So they're able to do logic faster than a human brain.
But including, like, articles, they're ripping off other articles.
Sure.
Right? So a lot of these articles, especially like Javier Milei, the far right, fringe libertarian, crazy policies, everyone starts writing about that. And then AI picks up on that, and then it just becomes the truth.
Well, what you're talking about is web crawlers.
Or right? web crawlers will make the AI story.
It can. If you tell the AI, hey, go make me a story about Javier Milei, it's going to use web crawlers to scrape headlines from, you know, all over the place. But if you give it a different set of instructions, like, hey, AI, tell me why government is necessary.
Right.
Like, that's what I want to see. Those, you know, I want to see results for that.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be right? Like trick question.
You know, if it's wrong to violate consent, then why should government exist? These are questions I want AI to, like, you know, chew on for a while. I'd love human beings to chew on them for a while.
Yeah.
I just have far more faith that AI is going to chew on it, you know, throw a dose of logic at it and go like, according to logic, it shouldn't because it does violate consent.
Mm. Now, I'm just imagining, like, AIs just watching, like, reality TV.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'd love to ponder that, but The Real Housewives is on, so...
AI's like Peg Bundy from Married with Children, sitting on the couch eating cherry bonbons, watching Harpo, Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah. AI, stay out of New Hampshire. We're smart. Don't try to fool us.
Yeah. I don't, like, I'm certainly not going to go around being like, yeah, well, I'm from New Hampshire. We're smarter than you. Like, that's...
Oh, I am. I've already really? Been doing that. Oh, yeah, I've been doing that for a while.
That sucks. Nobody likes a braggart.
Yeah.
Well, if you could do it, it's not bragging.
Yeah.
If you're smart, you're smart.
You have to prove it.
So. I did. I live here.
Right. The article confirms it.
Yeah. Duh.
The Boston 25 All right. says.
All right. Since we're so smart, we should segue into our number two story.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. This from CBSNews.com. Businessman John Caldera, I'm just looking at the date, that this is September 20, okay. Businessman John Caldera dumps human poop on steps of Denver City and County building.
I like, cool. I like how they use the word dumps and poop in the same headline. What if AI wrote that?
There's a video here, and it has nothing to do with the story, but you know, sometimes these videos autoplay, and I hit pause at just the right moment where, like, they look sort of half retarded.
I love that.
Like, one eye closed or whatever. That's good. The two ladies on there. Anyway, while Mayor Mike Johnston says addressing homelessness is his number one priority.
His number one priority.
His number two priority.
A Denver businessman says he's had it with the homeless going number two wherever they want. In what he calls an act of civil disobedience, John Caldera dumped human poop that he found outside his business on the steps of the Denver City and County building on Monday.
Good.
All right, so...
I mean, that's like...
There's a couple of things here. Number one.
Number one.
No pun intended.
And number two.
Number one. Homelessness, while you could say it is caused by government... asking the government to solve it is going to get you nowhere,
impossible.
As has been evidenced by everything that every government in every big city that has a homeless problem has ever tried. No big city has ever solved the homelessness problem, ever, period.
So, like, I get that, but if they're kind of, like, controlling everything and taking responsibility for stuff, it's like, all right, well, if you want to,
don't get
me
wrong, like, regardless of his reason, I think this is a great idea.
Yeah.
Just to show the politicians what you think of them.
Because they're also making it worse, right? So if anything, it's like, okay, we might not even be asking you to do anything. Just get out of the way.
Well, that's like,
they're making this issue worse.
It's like in New Haven where they made those tiny houses for the homeless, and then New Haven said, "Oh, you don't have a building permit."
They did that. They did that.
Yeah,
but
of course we don't have a building.
State.
Yeah. Of course we don't have a building permit. They're homeless, and we don't have any money. This is all like donations.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like we're on a budget. We
get out of your home. Get back to being homeless.
There's some inhumanity involved with government and their treatment of homeless. For example, there are some, we'll say, man-made structures that are built by government. They're called roads. You may have heard of them. In the Seattle, Washington area, it's mostly bridges because of the hills and the mountains, right? Mm-hmm. There's like a majority of the roadways and highways and that kind of thing are bridges, at least in Western Washington. So, of course, humans who don't have shelter, who need to get out of, for example, will seek shelter underneath things like bridges and that kind of thing, mm-hmm. where there's no one, there's no homes, it's just empty space, it's a field, it's probably got rats or mice in it and bugs mm-hmm. and lions and tigers and bears, oh my, or whatever, but like, they need to get out of there, and it's dry.
Yeah.
So they seek that out. So to prevent this from happening, mind you, these people seeking the shelter underneath these bridges, while they may stay for some period of time under those bridges, not harming anyone, and on supposed public property, which is supposed to belong to everybody,
mm-hmm.
Although no one seems to enforce that, right? The belonging to everybody part, they don't enforce
right,
that.
Right, right, right.
Like they act like it, like what it really is private property that belongs to the state.
Get off of our property.
Right, yeah. So what they did is they built these... they're just like little concrete pyramids. So, there's concrete underneath the bridges.
Yeah.
So they just re-poured that with these little concrete pyramids that are spikes, so you can't lay down.
Like what they do with the birds.
Yes.
A grocery store sign where they put the spikes there spikes so birds up, can't make bird nests.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they do the same thing underneath the bridges so that homeless can't get shelter when it
rains.
And
that's the thing. So it's like, okay, you don't want them under the bridge, but like, what do you want them to do?
Well, so like... we already know the solution. I can't tell you how many charity organizations, churches, private citizens that had like some property. There's a thing in the Seattle area called Tent City.
Yeah.
And that thing has moved and moved and moved and moved. It is basically a nomad culture of its own at this point, and it can't stay anywhere because the law won't allow it. So what happens to it is these charity organizations, mostly churches, will be like, we got a big piece of land that we're not using. We'll host the thing for a while until the law says it can't anymore and comes in and either kicks them out or
fines
them or whatever. And so then they move it to another location. Mm-hmm. Well, the answer is allow these charity organizations to have these places permanently
and give them a home. Problem solved.
Perhaps employ them to do tasks around the church.
Yeah.
Give them purpose, right? You know, perhaps these charities can do things like, re-educate them, give them, mental health assistance, all the stuff that these humans actually need, right, that the state isn't going to give them. The state treats them as not human.
Yeah.
They treat them as a statistic.
And it's funny, they call them clients, too.
When you hear a lot of, like, the rhetoric, like, they're drug addicts, or they're alcoholics, yeah, maybe. Most of them probably are.
What would you be if you were homeless, right?
Well, and that's the thing. It's obviously, like, being addicted to drugs isn't really conducive to, like, keeping an apartment, keeping a job, all of these, like, productive things.
Right.
But, like, let's look at the bigger picture. Let's look at the actual root cause of these issues. I mean, it starts with parenting, public schools, society, culture in the area,
mental health,
the CIA, distributing a bunch of fentanyl everywhere. You know what I mean? So it's how are these people becoming addicts? Why are they becoming homeless? Why can't they get a job even if they want a job? Like, we need to look at the root cause. Because what government does, and even some of these like churches and well-meaning organizations, is they're just putting a Band-Aid on the issue, and it is a larger scale societal issue that we haven't seen before. You know what I mean? Like hundreds of years ago, also people could just build huts, and there weren't all these building codes and permits and regulations. Yeah. Like you could just live in a tent somewhere in the woods, and like that was cool. You know what I mean? Or live in a hut, whatever.
Right.
So this
before
is a
social
man-made.
Security numbers.
Yeah, before social security numbers. This is a man-made issue. It's a government-made issue. In all of the solutions that all of these government officials are coming up with, they don't actually work. This is an issue that cannot be fixed.
Yeah, this could be solved on a community-by-community basis individually, and then, like, that creates a competitive market for solving the problem. Whichever community solves it in the best way may have those tactics adopted by other communities. But because government gets in the way, the best options can't even be investigated.
Yeah, and honestly, I mean, a lot of people think it's an issue, but just based on, like, what I've seen on, like, for example, the Keene, New Hampshire Facebook page, a lot, I don't want to say a lot, but at least some of these folks who find themselves living in tents, homeless, whatever, they don't want help. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, the help they want is, like, does anybody have a tent heater so I don't freeze?
Yeah.
Like, these people don't necessarily, maybe they are addicts, they don't want to go to treatment, or maybe they're in recovery and they don't want to go into the homeless shelter because there's drug use in the homeless shelter. Maybe they just don't want to work and they don't want to, you know, like, there are reasons why people are choosing to stay homeless. So it's like, also, how are we going to address that? Because if you're going to force someone into a job and into a living situation that they don't want, I mean, we're just wasting resources at this point because they literally don't want your help.
Right.
So, I mean, how are we going to address that? I mean, is someone not living how we are living? Is that an issue? If they want to live outside.
Be.
Yeah, exactly.
It shouldn't be. Like, they're, like, collective we, i.e. government, right, shouldn't have anything to do with that. It should be an individual choice. You should be free to not have a job, to not have a house.
Not have a P.O. box.
Not have a P.O. box, a social security number, right? Yeah. You should be free to make all of those choices for yourself.
Maybe.
Are some of them bad choices? Perhaps they are. How does a person get by? That government should have nothing to do with that.
Absolutely.
Nor should collective we. The individual should have everything to do with that. If the individual finds themselves homeless, without a job, without any money, right, they got to figure out how they're going to get by. It's up to them. It's not up to the collective we. It's not up to government to figure that out.
Yeah, I think there's just so much babying that goes on. You know, and it seems like a lot of the population likes that. They want to be, oh, I want my health care, universal health care, and I don't even want to pay for food. I just want food to be, you know, like all of these things where they just want to be so dependent on the system, and not everyone wants that. And some people, like, their version of living their best life looks differently. I mean, I've seen interviews with people who, like, hop on trains and they're homeless, but they travel the U.S. and whatever. Like, they're just doing whatever
they're
they want to do.
Yep.
Yeah, like, is that an issue? I don't really necessarily think so.
603-283-6160. Should you be free to be homeless or houseless? Give us a call. More Free Talk Live's coming up.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.